Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Richard Rossi, and this show is an update on our Roberto Clemente canonization story that's been out there in the press for the last few years in a big way. A lot of the articles have been in the major newspapers, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, so many too numerous to mention, Sports Illustrated, Associated Press, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, many, many papers. Some of the coverage has been accurate. Some of the coverage has not been accurate. So I would like to update you and share with you some of the things that are true, some of the things that aren't true, quotes that have been attributed to me that are not accurate, and just give you straight from the horse's mouth what's going on. So I'll be right back to share more about Roberto Clemente. Will he be the next saint? What's going on with that? And thank you all for your support of our film Baseball's Last Hero, 21 Clemente Stories, which was kind of a catalyst or kind of a linchpin to a lot of the things going on. Be right back in 20 seconds. God bless. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and welcome all of you that are fans of the great one, Roberto Clemente. As you know, we made a film, and it came out in 2013 on Roberto Clemente's birthday. And it's really interesting that this is Clemente's birthday, has just passed. Earlier today was his birthday. We're past midnight here in California. So, but on his birthday, we had a flurry of press about our film and its influence in the canonization possibility of Roberto Clemente. It's interesting, one of the major papers, the Washington Post, has done a very schizophrenic in their coverage. Just the other day, they had an article talking about how he was on the way to becoming the next saint. Then a few hours later, they changed their whole story. The same writer, just writing contradictory things. So that kind of impeaches their credibility. Basically, for those of you that may or may not be aware, when our film came out, there was a scene I wrote for the film after the film was done. And it was based on a conversation I had with a nun who was close to Roberto Clemente, and their spiritual conversations around the biblical verse, "Greater love hath no man than this, to lay down his life for his friend." That's from John chapter 15, verse 13. And it was a very important scene for me to add to the film. I felt very strongly led spiritually to put it in the film, as Clemente and the nun discussed the gospel and discuss a theme of how Roberto lived his life. He taught us all how to live, all of us children that loved him in Pittsburgh and around the world. Though I was pressured to delete that scene from the film. Some people said it slowed down the film to talk about theology for 7 minutes, but it was what I really wanted to say in the film, and that scene was instrumental in the approach to Pope Francis to canonize Roberto Clemente. There have been coverage in the press about the miracle of Jamie Nieto walking at his wedding recently. Jamie Nieto played, of course, Roberto Clemente in our film and did a stellar job. He's an Olympian, two-time Olympian. He was paralyzed from the neck down 3 years after our film was released, and I think a little over a year ago. And shortly after it happened, I visited Jamie in the hospital along with a friend of mine who was a chaplain in L.A. County Jail, Josie Pollock. We prayed, and I had very strong faith, as did Josie and Jamie, that he would walk again. And he did walk again. Now, because one of the things about canonizing somebody is miracles, this picked up a lot of discussion in the media that this was a miracle. The guy that played Clemente was paralyzed and walked. Therefore, some argued that this is the first of two miracles required for the canonization of Roberto Clemente. Now, backing up a little bit, I received letters from officials from the Roman Catholic Church several years ago about the canonization cause for Roberto Clemente. the letters from, as far as letters from Pope Francis, that came through the Apostolic Nunciature in the United States. I believe it was in the Washington, D.C. area. And some of the correspondence has been online, some of the photos of the letters. I also received a very gracious letter from Jose Gomez, the Archbishop here in Southern California, and also corresponded with the Archbishop of Puerto Rico. The initial letter from Pope Francis's representative said we needed to talk to the Archbishop of Puerto Rico regarding any issues regarding Roberto Clemente's canonization. One of the issues he brought up was that there is a disparity or a debate about was Roberto Clemente Catholic, because one of his parents was Baptist and one was Catholic. So I looked into it and presented to the Archbishop of Puerto Rico the documentation that he was indeed a very strong and godly man who had ties to both the Baptist Church and the Catholic Church, and that Roberto Clemente was baptized, married, and buried in the Catholic Church of Puerto Rico. So he had a tie to Catholicism his whole life, which I basically sent the information to refute those that were trying to sabotage the possible canonization of Roberto Clemente based on his denominational affiliation or lack thereof. Is he a saint? I believe he is. I believe God calls him a saint. Jesus calls him a saint. The Bible calls him a saint. He clearly is a saint. So I don't look at it like the Pope or the Catholic Church have to recognize anything for him to be a saint. He lived a Christ-like life. He served the poor. He ministered lovingly to those in need. He gave money from his own pocket time and time again. He visited children's hospitals in every city he played the game, and he ministered to them. So I am not sitting here hung up that the Catholic Church is the be-all and the end-all, frankly. The Catholic Church has had its problems. There's been abuse of children. There's been pedophiles in the church. I have no illusions about them being some ideal, perfect institution that the sun rises or falls on. However, I've been raised Catholic. My family is Catholic. I see the good and the bad in the church. But I do believe that Roberto Clemente will be canonized. As to Jaime Nieto, there's been some dispute in the papers about was it a miracle or was it not a miracle? Who gets the credit for the miracle? Was it Jamie's hard work or was it God? Was it to some degree the intercession of Roberto Clemente? And I want to answer that this is not an either-or situation. Jaime Nieto is a fantastic person, and I love him very dearly, and he's a very determined person. He was determined to make it to the Olympics, and he did it, and I believe he was the oldest high jumper in the Olympics, and Jaime was very determined to walk again. I believe Jaime's faith and determination was critical in him walking again. I don't for a moment take anything away from Jaime or any credit away from Jaime in his walking again. I know the kind of individual he is from working with him. He would practice for the Olympics all week, then drive 2 hours from San Diego to Los Angeles to film with us on the weekends for a year. He volunteered his time. And he's a tremendous guy. There's a passage in the Bible about a battle, and Gideon's going into battle, and there's a phrase in the scripture that says, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So I believe it was partly Gideon and partly the Lord is the motif or the message of that biblical story. And this is God, this is faith, this is a wonderful healing miracle. However, I'm not taking one iota of credit away from Jaime Nieto or his doctors or the physical therapists and their work. And the natural plane of that participation does not negate it. Unfortunately, in the press, the Washington Post and some of the other papers that have been in Accra try to set this up as a dichotomy that, Jaime doesn't, some of the papers have acted like Jaime doesn't give credit to God. He takes the credit. I know Jaime. He's a great man of faith. He glorifies and credits God, and he knows that his determination was a part of it. And so just don't buy into the media and their dumb dichotomies that they try to set up like that. And also don't believe some of the papers that have tried to put down the canonization of Roberto Clemente. This all comes out from the Washington Post writer who's been schizophrenically changing their article every few hours, calling someone and having some peanut person at the Vatican they talk to, some lower-level person, tell them, he's not going to be a saint. But here's the thing. Unless you hear it from Pope Francis, don't believe it. the Pope is going to come out, and I'm going to have the last laugh, and God's going to have the last laugh, and bless this process and say that they are for Roberto Clemente becoming a saint. I felt disappointed that the Archbishop of Puerto Rico got hung up on the whole was he a Catholic or was he a Baptist thing, because quite frankly, since Vatican II, the Church has called the Protestants and the other denominations our brethren. And so the fact that Roberto Clemente could see God working in multiple denominations in multiple places, in the church of his father and the church of his mother, that's not a problem. And those that are trying to make that a problem, that he was Catholic and Baptist, that's really not relevant. You know, the Catholic Church no longer requires a person to be exclusively Catholic, to be in the family of God or God's blessings. Now, what about the rumor that Jamie's healing makes him a saint, officially from the Catholic Church? No. The Catholic Church is slow in the way they deal with things. And they take time to investigate things. And it doesn't rise or fall on whether Jamie's healing. There are multiple healing miracles from Roberto Clemente praying for people in the hospitals and also praying for people as he traveled, as he played baseball. And so the Catholic Church takes its time to look into all these things, and that's why just because, some reporter talks to some secretary who's not in the know or whatever, listen, the right hand does not know what the left is doing. The Catholic Church is not monolithic. I have letters in my hand, concrete, that any reporter in Los Angeles can come and see that they're valid, they're legit, they're not Photoshopped, they're not fake, that, correspondence with me and several officials from the Catholic Church, that we are in a process here of exploring the canonization of Roberto Clemente. So, it's an easy game for a reporter to call up and say, oh, I reached someone that didn't know what was going on with the canonization. That does not mean, and I repeat, does not mean it's not going forward. So you don't have to believe some of those reports that have tried to poo-poo what's going on. Neil Walker, a devout Catholic whose father knew Clemente, said, hey, I wouldn't be surprised if he becomes a saint because he lived his life serving us. So the way Clemente lived his life is the bottom line. And that's the bottom line. So I'm going to take you out with a song that I wrote about Roberto Clemente that was the theme song from our movie. This is us live at the Strand Theater when we first screened the film in Pittsburgh on Roberto Clemente's birthday. And it's a song I wrote called No Greater Love, the Roberto Clemente theme song from our movie. This is me live on guitar and singing, along with Lisa Sobeck, a friend of mine, singing harmony. And I hope you like it.
Mission of the unconditional.